Donald Trump has declared war once again on Social Security disability. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Donald Trump wants to make disability very difficult to get. He wants to do everything he can to throw up roadblocks and to create hurdles. And he is aided by Mick Mulvaney, who has had it in for Social Security disability for quite some time. I talked a little bit about this on a previous podcast, but what they're trying to do is add extra layers of bureaucracy that you have to cut through and extra procedures that make it take so much longer. It already takes years to get Social Security disability for most people, but they want it to be harder and harder. So here we are in 2020, and we have people that desperately need Social Security disability income, people who've worked and paid into the system, who are treated like they are freeloaders, and they are treated like they are degenerates and that they didn't want to work, when in reality, it is very difficult to get Social Security disability if you haven't worked. To review, talked about this some, but there are two different types of disability. There's SSI, which is supplemental security income, and that is the needs-based one. That is not based on how much you paid into the system. The other one is SSDI, or Social Security Disability Income, or Disability Insurance Benefits. It's the same thing. That's based on how much you pay into the system. And the more you pay into the system, the more you're going to be able to receive. The amount that you actually get paid out pays a little bit like a pension, so it doesn't pay much. It pays, you know, maybe at most a few thousand dollars a month. It is not much money. It is very difficult to live on that for anybody, especially if you have children. It can be very, very difficult. It is not easy street by any stretch of the imagination. Well, one of the things that they want to do is to make it to where they review cases, I think like every 6 months or something like that, and you have this ongoing obligation to prove disability. Well, that's really hard to do. It is tough to get updated medical records. There is a gauntlet that is thrown out for you. If you're a lawyer and you're trying to request medical records for a hearing, there are all these different departments that you have to request the records from, and they just don't send them to you, and they'll charge hundreds of dollars to get the records. And it's just a really tough situation. It's hard for law firms. I can't even imagine what it would be like for the average person. Many of the people that are on disability are dealing with significant mental health issues, and they're mental health issues that are not treated properly because people don't have the access to health care that they need to. We're in the richest country in the world, and we don't have access, very good access to health care. Even if you have insurance, mental health services are not covered under insurance until you meet your deductible. So if you have a deductible that's several thousand dollars, unless you get a bunch of medical care that you have to pay for, your mental health services are not going to be covered. But if you don't have any type of health insurance, you're going to have a really hard time getting any type of mental health services. So if you're already dealing with stress and you're disabled as a result of stress, imagine what it would be like to have to prove disability every 6 months, knowing that you're going to have somebody that works for the Social Security Administration that's going to be going through your case and try to figure out ways to say you've improved enough not to get benefits anymore. They're going to take the benefits from you, and you're not able to work. You haven't gotten any better. Nothing's improved, and you can't continue to work, but you don't have the benefits, so you end up being homeless. I can't even imagine the number of people who are going to end up committing suicide or going to have breakdowns or just going to have spikes in whatever ailments that they're dealing with as a result of this unfair and heartless attempt to pick on people who cannot look after themselves and to beat up on people who are already in a difficult way. I will provide more specifics about the actual plan, but the six-month thing and the continuing certification requirement is the one that I think is most difficult to deal with here, and it is emblematic of this administration's desire to stick it to people who can't fight back for themselves and to beat up on people who are in a bad position. And it's unacceptable, it's un-American, and it's something that we as lawyers and as citizens, quite frankly, of the United States should not accept. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.